there's been an awful lot of construction because of springtime, good weather. There's large-scale construction projects, which was even mentioned in your news report about the intersection that's getting a new light and people having to be careful driving through that area. But around these large construction sites that I'm doing a lot of inspections on for these large commercial buildings, there's a large amount of vehicles, off-road construction-type vehicles that have to enter and exit and move around those construction sites, and sometimes they have to get back out onto the road to get back into another section of the construction area, and that can pose a hazard to drivers. And so I just wanted to remind everybody around these large construction sites to be watching for these people that might be coming out of gates and moving from one section of the construction site to another. There's also watch for when during inclement weather that we, although they try to put together a plan to keep the mud and stuff like that in the construction site, it does make its way out into the roads. It can cause an additional road hazard during these frequent rainstorms that we're having.
In fact, I've driven 105 enough between Navasota and Brenham, where they're putting in the new bridges over the Navasota and Brazos Rivers, that they actually have signs up saying, you know, watch out for mud on the road. And that is not a very – that's a sign that you don't see very frequently. So it's good to have the reminder.
No, you don't, because there is an actual engineering plan that they have to supply of how they're going to keep that to a minimum. And they have to give that to our engineering department, and they're supposed to keep up with that. So if you're in a neighborhood where that's happening and you see too much of it, let us know so we can address it with the contractors. But still, it's not a perfect situation, and so you will sometimes see some get away from them and get out on that roadway, but it could make it a hazard where you weren't expecting one, so be careful.
One other thing involving traffic, more rain, more storms are in the forecast, which brings up another reminder about turn around, don't drown.
Absolutely. All of us want, you know, the law enforcement doesn't want you out there getting into water. You can't see where the road is. And our water rescue team, although they're well trained for rescuing you, really is not anxious to come rescue you. We're anxious for you to prevent that situation. So please do not drive into water that has come over the road. If you can't see the roadway markings, then don't drive on it. Turn around, go a different direction. It's amazing how little water it takes to bring enough force to shift your vehicle in a way you weren't expecting it to go and possibly put you into water so deep that you'll have to be rescued or you may not make it out.
And not only turn around if you have that water situation, but also do not drive around barricades where it's already been blocked.
That's right, and that is a law not to drive around them. And if you do that, you can and will be ticketed. It's already been done here in Brazos County, and I believe that most any law enforcement officers, including fire marshals, if we're out there at the time of the water rescue, may enforce those rules.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes, City of Brenham, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.